All right, so Giovanni Arrighi is acknowledging that there was some continuous resistance, and he mentions the, Seattle and anti-globalization in Seattle and the social forums and anti-war movement of 2003. But it remains unclear, he says, whether this resistance can produce an agency capable of promoting change in the direction of a more egalitarian and democratic world. There is a close resemblance, he says, between the repression accommodation process through which successive hegemonic powers have increased the social inclusiveness of the world capitalist system. And that's putting a nice face on it. What that is creating the totalitarian system that Plato could not dream could be possible. When he bemoaned the possibility of actually realizing his vision, the dream of the Republic, how could that happen? He didn't see how. Well, a few centuries, a few millennia later, his devoted followers realized how it had to be. And lo, there came to be the global world market and the subjection of the entire world population to the quote unquote global economy, which we're supposed to believe matters more than our own physical bodies. We're supposed to defend that before ourselves. And that massive con has held us in check too long. This is what Giovanni Arrighi means by saying they've conned the left into thinking that. That financial expansion was going to solve all the problems of inequality. No, that was the con. And I'm not going to even say that the left bought it, because we don't even know what the left is when it's being systematically filtered or cherry-picked. Those who say what power wants are cherry-picked and put on the airwaves, so the full left never has a chance to speak fully. And that's what we're going to have to do on our own, whether we get some more efficient, something that can get the word out massively, whether we get those means or not. We have to use what means we have. And then down the road, hopefully, we will get the means we need. Somebody write a version of that using Love the One You With. I actually don't believe in that, Love the One You With, personally. Let's see. There is a close resemblance between the repression accommodation process through which successive hegemonic powers have increased the social inclusiveness of the world capitalist system and the restoration revolution process that characterizes Gramsci's passive revolutions. A proliferating literature on the crisis of national states and the formation of a transnational capitalist class and world proletariat implicitly or explicitly rules out both the need and the possibility of such a function. That's the literature. Some advocate the formation of a purely class-based world party. These assessments of the present and future of anti-systemic forces, like some of our own assessments and anti-systemic movements, miss hidden power, miss the significance of the, I mean, any planning we do has to factor that in, or it ain't gonna be successful. We got an active group of folk who infiltrate like you would not believe. Everything. And we act as if that's not true. Oh, you don't want to put that out there. That's whatever people tell themselves or are told to think by those people who infiltrate. No, come on. We can do this in a loving way, in a way using Alice Miller as a way to invite anybody who may have lost their self at an early age. Show them techniques, ways. Us, we show each other ways to regain our authentic selves. Everybody needs that, wants that on some level. We speak to that authentic person in whatever groupings we create. That's not judgment, but that is realism. That's practical politics. So they didn't take into account the neoliberal counter-revolution of the 80s and 90s. in reinflating U.S. world power through an accommodation of the anti-authoritarian and anti-statist aspirations. Yeah, come on now. We agree. There should not be discrimination based on sexual identity. You know, we believe in gender equality and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they can even get behind this and fund this. Black Lives Matter, all but mine, by the way. Because it's a useful tactic to keep us focused on the police instead of them. You know, they put those buffers there for a reason. Of course they want them used. Come on, folk, practical politics. Let's get real. Let's stop being derailed by the same thing. Generation after generation, we can grow up a little here. We can start to learn from our previous generation's errors, you know, doing this with our own conversations, not using the mass media at the way it's designed at present. So didn't take into account hidden power. And so they're saying that this new passive revolution, using Gramsci's terminology to describe powers conning and co-opting and succeeding in succoring the vast majority of those who saw themselves as our leaders. Because I don't think the vast majority of people were conned, or it's hard to know because we don't have access to each other. So what they're arguing is that there has been a crisis of dictatorships and around the globe, and a sharp increase in between state and within state inequality. Boy, has there ever been. The outcome largely of this situation largely depends on the kind of social conflicts that will emerge out of the growing inequality within countries and on the kind of regional order disorder that will emerge out of these conflicts. Whatever the outcome, however, it is hard to believe that states will not actively intervene. That's what they're for, right? Yeah, they will intervene in these struggles, not just in support of particular social groups, but also as their substitutes, thereby exercising some kind of Piedmontese function. And by that word, he means a leadership role in the reorganization. We're going to think more about that word, too, in the reorganization. The key problem for putative anti-systemic movements in the 1990s is the search for a new or renewed ideology, that is, a set of strategies that offers some reasonable prospect for fundamental social transformation. And he was quoting from his earlier book with Terence Hopkins and Emmanuel Wallerstein, Anti-Systemic Movements. And that was a quote from, the full quote was from Giovanni Arrighi's Hegemony and Anti-Systemic Movements, an essay article he wrote in 2003.